and welcome to today's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. I'm back from Houston now, as HP's reInvent conference has come to an end for the year, but we still have a couple of conversations to bring your way over the next couple of days. Tomorrow we'll wrap things up from reInvent with the Canadian perspective from Marianne Yule and John Camilleri, and today we bring you an interview with Gary Sims, Vice President of America's Partner Programs at HP. As one would expect at a partner conference, HP made a few important partner program announcements at this year's reInvent, and we'll get into them, particularly announcements around merging its Partner First and Sales Central partner portals and expanding its training offerings with HP University. I also picked Gary's brain about how he's thinking about architecting partner programs for the future at a time when HP is heavily focused on the move to as-a-service and selling on experience. It's a fascinating conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Gary Sims. Gary, first of all, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate your having me out and taking the time to chat at the end of what's been, I'm sure, a very long day for you at reInvent. There's a lot of focus on whether you call it as a service or experience, that sort of sales motion in that direction for HP. As we talk more about that experience and kind of build the company's products and services around those experiences, how does that change how you're thinking about architecting programs and incentives for partners to make sure everyone's, you know, trained and aware and moving in the same direction?
Right. That's actually a very timely question, because right now within our Partner First program, which is our partner benefit program, mm-hmm. we have financial pieces to it. Basically, the more you sell, the more you make.
Right.
We have, you know, different metal, platinum, gold, silver, based on how much revenue you do, takes you up to another category. Mm-hmm. So that's largely the main part of Partner First is the revenue piece. Well, now, as we move from transactional to contractual, we are starting to think about what kind of impact is that going to have to our partner programs, because mm-hmm. they're going to be different. If it's a volume play for the way it is largely today, transactional, that when we get the models really built from a go-to-market and strategy around transactional, contractual, and digital, we are going to look at what kind of partner programs are needed for each, because they're probably going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing I will say is that a big area of focus that we have is we really work hard for partners on their behalf to be very stable and predictable in our programs. So we're going to have to find a balance, because the last thing we want to do is have a lot of, you know, churn in the program.
Yeah.
Partners just don't like that, because it takes them a while to understand it and digest it and implement it. That we try to really avoid.
Sure.
So to answer your question, it is something that we're starting to look at, and it's likely that we will have some different program benefits depending on, you know, one of those three different models.
And it sounds
like
it's
sense?
Yeah, and it sounds like it's likely to be a little bit more kind of persona based, i.e. I might be sort of a volume player in this aspect of the business, but other aspects of the business may well be
you could have a partner that, you know, is in both areas. It could be in transactional,
sure.
and contractual.
Yeah.
And they could be in both for a long time, and or maybe it evolves, you know, more from a transactional to a contractual. So and we recognize, and I think you heard that this morning, is that we've got to continue to service kind of the core,
mm-hmm.
and what has been our legacy from a transactional perspective. So it's not like it's going to be something that we totally remake Partner First, because that would not be a good thing for us to do, but there's going to be some unique features and capabilities within Partner First that could apply to any of those three, and we're evaluating those.
What do you find are typically some of the biggest concerns, challenges that partners have as they start to think more contractually?
Well, it's just very different from a business model perspective.
Mm.
It just, you know, hasn't been their mindset, it hasn't been their focus. But it's a fundamental shift that needs to happen. And that's why we have a meeting like this with our partners, is to make sure that we can really get aligned on that together.
Yeah. Okay. We saw the launch of a few things on the partner side. I wanted to kind of go through them and get some thoughts on them.
So the one I'll speak to that's really part of our digital transformation is what we're doing to consolidate and unify HP Sales Central.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
Which today are two different tools, right? So anytime you can try to bring together two tools into one and really, you know, unify and integrate to make it easier for a partner in one tool versus two separate. So that move, which we did the soft launch for around HP Sales Central, we think is a real important move. It'll be phased in terms of the approach, but at least letting partners know that that's part of our digital transformation effort. And the feedback so far, we actually have, I think it's in the showcase area, they're actually demoing what some of that looks like, the new Sales Central. So the feedback that I've heard from partners with the meetings I've had today has been, those are the kinds of things that we really want and need to have in order for it to be easier and more simple to do business with HP.
Why have those two been separate, you know, to date?
I just think they both kind of evolve
grew
over a
separately.
Period of time. Yeah. Well, yeah, I just think that that's kind of the way it happened. And, you know, obviously there's value and benefit by, you know, really working. And that's part of what we're doing kind of behind the curtain to figure out where do we do that. I mean, there's a lot of things that are part of that journey that we're on right now. And that's just a good example that we wanted to bring to the table to show partners what that means.
So what's the timeline there, and what can partners expect to see as a result?
Yeah, you know what, I think we'll have to get some more specifics on the timeline for that, but you know, the soft launch was now, and I think there's going to be some additional release that comes in April and then later in the fall. But why don't we, what we can communicate, we'll give you a better snapshot in terms of what that is.
Okay, fair enough. What can partners expect from HP in the long term in terms of where Partner First is headed?
Well, like I said, I mean, first of all, it's we think a very important piece in terms of the value that we can provide. I mean, it really helps partners understand where we need them to focus from a priority perspective based on where we're setting up, you know, the rebates, or where we're setting up you know, like new business, the deal registration, new business opportunity, MBO. That's there for a reason, right? So we will continue to, as we move forward, like I said, just be very stable and predictable with the overall program, but finding and keeping that balance to where we can bring innovation into play is really important, because our program has been recognized for a couple years in a row as the industry leader that's there in terms of value that it provides a partner. So we need to continue to kind of keep that edge as far as what we do, and I'll give an example.
Sure.
So February 1st, we announced a kind of an off-cycle edition, because normally we only make enhancements to Partner First at the first of the year and the middle of the year. So we look at it two times a year. But we did an off-cycle in February around display and accessories. So for all Platinum and Gold partners, we increased the accelerator by we doubled it. So again, one of the questions that I was asking partners as I met with them, one, I mean, you believe that that's significant enough that will want you to, you know, focus and really help drive that number so that it brings more profitability to your bottom line based upon the results that you have in display and accessories, and you know, the answer is yes. So we're really wanting to make sure that we accelerate the attach displays, docks, services. We kind of call that our connect business. So that's an enhancement that we made, and those kinds of things we feel are really important and timely then we'll continue to make those enhancements to the program. But the raw framework is something that, you know, is really solid and firm that we want to keep intact for the benefit of partners.
Okay, great. You know, obviously you're having a lot of conversations with partners here. What would you say is the number one ask they have of you at this point in time?
Well, I would say there's always opportunity to simplify.
Right.
And there's always opportunity to, you know, make it easy for the partner with the process, with the program, and they want to make sure that, you know, whether it's part of our digital transformation or, you know, policies and processes that we put in place, that we continue to find ways to make the experience with the program and with the processes improve. So I think that's probably the biggest thing from a partner first perspective that partners are continue to ask for.
Okay. HP University and training, does that flow into you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you walk me through the changes you made there in terms of training, and can you help me differentiate between kind of HP, I think it's sort of business side for HP University versus more technical side for the Wise for Channel thing, but can you kind of help me set those two apart in my mind?
So it was a year and a half ago in Chicago at our World Partner Forum where we formally announced HP University. And we announced that as our training platform that we were publicly making the statement that's available, all the training and content for partners, but it's also the same platform that we use internally for HP.
Right.
So we think it's a great kind of arm-in-arm thing. So the same training we're giving our partners is the same training we're giving our HP people. So it really helps that when we're going to market together that we're talking about the same things and we have the same kind of training and expertise or curriculum when we're going to market together with customers. Mm-hmm. So we continue to expand HP University. There are solution sales capabilities. There's technical orientation. On the solution sales side, there's hunting new business. There's executive selling. There's storytelling. But the ones that are really more specific to some of the peaked areas of priorities around our business are around DAS and around security. So on the DAS side, we've put forth a lot of effort over the last, I would say, year, where right now we have more than 300 partners in the U.S. that are DAS trained and certified, at least one person. We have over 1,300 partner reps that have been trained and certified on DAS. And then our whole channel sales organization has been trained, certified on DAS. So it really, you know, puts us in a position where we have a real sizable organization from a sales perspective that can go out and obviously have the kind of conversations that you need to have with a client around that transactional to contractual model. Then the other thing around security, a lot of focus obviously there from a sales and certification perspective, and I believe it's 200 individual partners on the security side have been trained, and then it's I think it's 400 partner reps. And obviously you've heard outside, because you asked about the DAS, but security is obviously a real key focus area for us. Mm-hmm. We believe we have the most secured PCs and printers in the world, and that's something that we need to make sure that our partner organization understands what those service offerings are, what those capabilities are that are part of our hardware, so you can go market that to a customer. And I'll give you an example. One of the areas that we're really focused on within the security area is there's a $25 billion market opportunity of Windows 7 devices in the U.S., and those devices are on the average of 5.5 years old.
Yeah.
Well, they are so open to hacking from an endpoint perspective. So having devices now that are Windows 10, HP from a security perspective, really helps with the messaging for why it's so important for customers to look at moving from 7 to 10 into a platform that is much more secured and the most secure device on the planet.
All right. As security becomes more and more important, it's something you focus on more, you know, you say you're driving that awareness down to partners. Are you looking for partners to sort of up their game around security to sort of round out that story for customers?
Sure. And that's why in HP University we offer the training in security. I don't know that any other company that we actually compete with, whether it's on the PC, I know for sure on the print side, really offers that kind of training and certification for partners. So, I mean, it's critical, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we have to go and do it together. And that's, you know, the value and benefit of HP University, what really kind of got that discussion going with us, is to make sure that we're offering the same kind of curriculum, mm-hmm. end user partners together.
All right. I asked you before sort of what partners are asking you. I'm going to turn that around now. What's your biggest ask of partners if you have one?
Well, you know, from a priority perspective, we're wanting to make sure that with the investments that we're making, and I'll just use our market development funds as an example. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be going through that cycle here in the next couple weeks. This was very timely to start to get them thinking and to have them understand in the PC category, it's about our premium brand. It's about Kinect, the display and accessories. Mm-hmm. It's about our Z workstation business. It's about focus around education, healthcare, and SMB. So those are the kinds of things right now we're working with partners on. So it's to make sure that when we sit down and we come to the table to say, we have availability of some market development funds. Let's here are the priorities. Let's figure out how we plan this together and equip you with the financial investment behind you so that you can really focus in these areas to drive the business for us.
All right, brilliant. Once again, appreciate your taking the time. Thanks.
You bet.
Thanks for the
Thank
talk.
You.
There you have it, a look into how HP is building partner programs today and tomorrow with Gary Sims. I'd like to thank Gary for chatting during reInvent, thank HP for having me out to the event, and thank you for listening. As I said off the top, we'll be back with another edition of the podcast tomorrow as we put a bow on our coverage of reInvent by wrapping things up with Marianne Ewell and John Camilleri. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.